Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Marigold Gibson, B.C. It is Saturday, the 18th day of April, Anno Domini 2026. And you? You lucky people, you're listening to Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And in 5 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things, choose, not to lose. Kick off your shoes. Don't get the blues. Have you paid your dues? Because we are in the middle of a pledge drive, although currently the website is down.
The Jazz website is
the
down.
Website is down. The Soundbites website is up.
And I'm trying to find the Click and Pledge website from a previous link, and I'll post that to our link again.
But in the meantime, you can give us a call and speak to the lovely and talented Cheryl, and she will take your pledge at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or toll-free at 800-790-0415. While you do that, I'll read the news. This month's Patch Tuesday included a whopping 167 patches, including 2 0-days and about a half a dozen criticals. One 0-day under active exploitation is a SharePoint bug that can manipulate how information is presented to users, potentially tricking them into trusting malicious content. Another is an escalation of privilege bug in Microsoft Defender that Microsoft says at least is not being actively exploited yet. But this is a big update, and you should definitely install it immediately. Of course, no Windows update comes without issues. One of April's update issues is that some Windows Server 2025 devices will boot into BitLocker recovery after installing the update. It's not a big problem. Microsoft says you only have to enter the key once. But still, this happened to Windows 10 in May of 2025 and to all Windows versions in August of 2024. Oh, in August of 2022 as well. Get your act together, Microsoft.
And hopefully people have their keys handy.
And people should have their, and yeah, and they have to have their keys handy. Otherwise, it's a bigger problem than you might think.
Yep.
I don't like Bitdefender, but that's just BitLocker, right? But that's just me. On a brighter note, Microsoft has finally fixed a known issue that was causing systems running Windows Server 2019 and 2022 to unexpectedly upgrade to Windows Server 2025. This one's been around for a year or so. Nice to see Microsoft jumping on a fix. Microsoft blamed the issue on third-party update management software that wasn't correctly configured. But those software makers said that the upgrade problems were caused by, and I quote, a procedural error on Microsoft's side, both with the speed of release and the classification, end quote. And since Microsoft has fixed it, I think we know who to believe. There have been a lot of fixes lately, many of them out of band, which is Microsoft speak for holy moly, this is bad. We can't wait for a patch Tuesday. There were 4 out-of-band updates in March. Of course, April's not over yet, so there's plenty of time to beat that record. Since the start of the month, a security researcher known as Chaotic Eclipse, or Nightmare Eclipse, has published proof-of-concept exploit code for 3 recently disclosed Windows security vulnerabilities and attacks aimed at gaining system or elevated administrator privileges. One of the vulnerabilities, dubbed Blue Hammer and Red Sun, two of the vulnerabilities, dubbed Blue Hammer and Red Sun, are Microsoft Defender local privilege escalation flaws, while the third, known as Undefend, can be exploited as a standard user block to block Microsoft Defender definition updates. Microsoft Defender is getting hit pretty doggone hard. Only one of them has been patched in this month's update. A Microsoft spokesrobot said that Microsoft has a customer commitment to investigate reported security issues and update impacted devices to protect customers as soon as possible. Apparently, as soon as possible is Microsoft speak for when we get around to it. So our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that is Bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is Microsoft's massive Patch Tuesday. Your choices are, I'm up to date, I'll do it now, I'm not going to be first, so Linux, you say, and Windows.
Our page.
So far, we have 35 votes, and Windows is just above I'm up to date. And, of course, once you voted in the poll at soundbites.org, you can, if you like, give us a call about that or dang near anything else, which is also where you can call to speak to Cheryl about becoming a member of Jazz 90.1 at 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299 or toll-free at 800-790-0415.
And we just got a call from a friend of the show saying that the Jazz app still works for pledging.
Excellent.
And I've got the Click and Pledge website popped to the top of our show links as well.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Steve, and thank you for the caller. So you do not have to wait for the website to come back up to make your pledge. You can do it at the Jazz 90.1 app on either Android or iOS, your choice. Both are available in their respective app stores. Or you can use our link to get to directly to the pledge page, and we do need your pledges. We do need them. This is our end of year situation here, and we need your help. We are not at our goal, and we need to be, particularly when you see things like the website is down. So we need your help, and we would appreciate you giving us a pledge either through the Jazz 90.1 app or at the link on our website at soundbites.org or by calling Cheryl at 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299 or toll-free at 800-790-0415. There's lots of cool things you can get. There's T-shirts and all kinds of stuff. For those of you who look at the premiums at the higher levels but think, wow, I can't afford that right now, good news. We have Jazz-O-Matic. You can pledge at any level, at a minimum of $10 a month, but at any amount. And we will automatically take that out of your checking account, with your permission, of course, every month. And let's say you pledge at the $10 level. That's a $120 pledge. You get the $120 gifts. So that's an easy way. It's a smaller bite for you every month and a decent chunk for us, and we appreciate that. So 167 vulnerabilities this month. 167.
That's a little on the high side of average, but it's usually over 100.
Yes, it is not a huge number for Microsoft.
Yep.
It's a big number, but not a huge number. As Steve said, it's above average, but not massively so. A lot of people are, and I think rightly so, angry.
Yep. Especially most of these patches won't be coming to Windows 10.
And most of them will not be coming to Windows 10. There is a Windows 10 update for the security patches, but none of the other patches. So again, Windows 10 falls farther and farther behind.
Literally a billion PCs.
A billion PCs.
Windows 10.
Yeah.
Still.
And never forget that many of these exploits are actively being hit in the wild. So. You know, those of you who are on Windows 10, I get it, but you need to get it too. You need to understand that there is not, there's not a guarantee that you won't be hit any minute, any day. You need to understand that's there, and I don't know what else to tell you about it. It's big. This is, of course, one of the reasons that people are looking at Linux. They're looking at Chrome OS Flex for those old laptops. We've preached against e-waste for a very long time. And there are two big things that are giving e-waste right now. One is the Apple computers with the T2 chips that when people go to the new chips, they don't zero out the old machines, So they're still registered to those people, and you can't do anything with them.
Yeah, it's a security precaution. So if somebody steals your device,
right.
So when you sell or get rid of your computer, make sure you remove Find My is the feature, so that someone can use that device again.
Right.
And if you're buying a used computer, make sure you can log in and Find My is not still on from the last guy.
That's right. So if you've got a T2 computer from Apple,
which is anything in the last 5 or 6 years,
and you want to put Linux in it, there is a t2linux.org website that will lead you through the not insignificant procedure to do that. But it is there. It is available to you, but only if that machine has been decommissioned.
Activation lock is another word.
Right, deactivated.
Yeah.
If you have an old Macintosh and you are looking to upgrade, please, please don't turn it into e-waste. Deactivate it from Find My so that you can pass it on to someone else and they can use it. This is very important. The other one, of course, is Windows 10 machines that are simply excellent machines that are just no longer capable of running Windows 11. And so you either have the choice of continuing to use Windows 10, which gets farther and farther behind and more unsecurable, or you turn it into a Linux machine, or you throw it away. And we don't want to see you throwing it away. You can put it Linux on it. You can put Chrome OS Flex on it. For many people, Chrome OS Flex is all you'll ever need. It gives you the internet, which means you can get at email and all your social media sites and all the other, and your banking and everything else that you do. And it's as easy to use as a standard Chrome book or Chrome box. So real easy to set up, real easy to use.
And if you work mostly in the Chrome browser on your Mac or PC, then that's Chrome OS.
That's Chrome OS. You're basically there already.
Yeah.
As we talked about last week, there's a website out there that will sell you a $3 16 gig thumb drive that will let you install Chrome OS Flex on many computer models. And that website also has a link to the list of models that it is known to work on, and there are 600 and some of them. So probably yours is out there. But, you know, people are getting more and more angry at Microsoft. And, again, a large part of that is that they've given off a lot of their quality assurance stuff. The people who do the testing are gone. They've given it all over to AI. And AI just isn't as good as humans at that stuff. I wish that weren't true. Louis Hearn once said, computers are fast, accurate, and stupid.
Yeah.
Humans are slow, inaccurate, and brilliant. The combination is incalculable, which is a pun on a whole lot of different levels. So,
yeah.
That's where that stands. And
we all want the science fiction trope of smart computers and intelligent AIs and anthropomorphic robots.
We want
doing
Major
all our
Barrett talking
work.
To us.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're not there yet. And a lot of the AI that we see now, the chat bots, aren't really very good. We see them telling teenagers to kill themselves. We see them telling people they're no good. We see them lying to people about things.
It's become TV memes now. There's a couple of cop shows where an AI convinced someone to kill their rival.
Yeah. Yeah. AI is nowhere near ready to be used for, well, anything. I have friends who just are adamant about how great AI is for programming. But every time I talk to them, I say, did you have to go in and tweak it? Oh, well, sure. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's what you've said before. The AI is the entry-level programmer fresh out of school that's still learning, and we've replaced that person with AI. So now we're not going to have anyone becoming the mid-level and high-level programmers because there's nobody learning anything anymore.
That's exactly right. And you need to be a middle manager to manage AI correctly. If you aren't, then managing it becomes very, very hard. And it's just a thing that we are slowly learning. Slowly are learning. I keep hearing rumors that RAM prices are going to start coming down any day now because the AI bubble is bursting. I don't see it happening, but any day now,
yeah,
that'll happen. 2 weeks. It'll happen in 2 weeks. But yeah, so there are 167 bugs. Two of them are 0 days. Half a dozen of them are critical. If you're one of those people who prefers to wait, and according to our poll, two of you are, I'm torn. I understand why you wait.
Yeah.
Because as Adam Osborne famously said, pioneers are the guys with the arrows in their backs. When you're the first one to install the update, all the problems are there. You wait for the fixes to the update. But the reality is that this
sounds
is a
like
bad one. And when there are three
zero-day
exploits, and two of them are unfixed at this point.
Yep. A zero-day means that the bad guys know about it before the good guys did.
And they're already exploiting it.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, it's a little...
That's how it was found.
Where are you calling from?
What's this exploit code doing here? What is this? Okay. Where'd that come... Oh, my goodness.
Yep, that's exactly how it gets found. Mm-hmm. So you really need to be aware that there are just... good reasons to update as soon as possible.
There was another serious supply chain attack last week, was it?
Right.
So many programmers use open source code, which is good. There's giant repositories of code. If someone already wrote a routine to, you know, show a widget on the screen, you don't need to rewrite it yourself. But now bad guys are making malicious code with higher version numbers. And so all this automated dependencies, you know, my code relies on this code, are downloading the malicious things because it had a high version number. So now all the repositories are trying to get any security because no one thought about security when they started these repositories.
Right. The internet never thought about security in the beginning. The whole idea was it was open so everybody could see what everybody else was doing.
Yeah, there's a drawer next to the computer.
Right, exactly. All right, to the phones. Our first caller is Karen from Brockport, New York. Hiya, Karen.
Hello. I have to start out by saying I'm a member.
Thank you very much, Karen. We appreciate your membership. Thank you.
Okay. And I'm having a problem with pCloud backup.
Okay.
It stopped for a while because of a file it didn't have permission to upload. I was able to find directions on pCloud help and what to do to resolve that problem. And now it seems the backup hasn't restarted. I contacted pCloud help by email and got the answer saying that, yes, backup doesn't automatically restart after resolving the permission issue. And please try completely restarting the pCloud application.
Right.
I wasn't sure how to do that. I tried logging out and logging back in, thinking that would restart it. But after I logged out, when I now try to log in, I get an error saying there's no internet connection.
Well, huh.
Are you logging out of Windows or logging out of pCloud?
pCloud.
Okay.
Okay. But you do have an internet connection?
Yes.
For the rest of your computer?
Yes. I mean,
can I suggest...
Chrome browser and email downloading and uploading was working fine.
Okay. Can I suggest, and I know that I'm going to get mocked for saying this, can I suggest you restart your computer?
I did that.
You did that, and it still isn't doing it?
Yes.
Okay, that's a little different.
I've never seen any kind of message like that before.
Because I've been getting a couple of those lately with some customers, and you're not connected to the internet. Yes, I am.
Okay, one of the things that is a problem is you may not be on the latest version.
Okay.
Of pCloud.
Of pCloud.
Okay.
Okay, so there's a couple of things that will cause this to happen. One is you may not be on the latest version of pCloud.
Mm-hmm.
Because older versions, there's something called an SSL certificate that says you're you, pCloud is us, you can connect. And older versions fail because there were changes to that certificate. Mm-hmm. Another solution is, are you on a VPN?
No.
Do you have a firewall running?
Oh, I think so. It's whatever is Frontier provides through their Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
You may have to open the firewall for pCloud.
Right. pCloud.
Okay.
Might need a certain port opened for it.
Right. So first thing is download and install the latest version of pCloud.
Okay.
Right.
And then when that tries to access the internet, your firewall may give you a message saying this program is trying to access the internet. Do you want to let it?
Right. And if you need to talk to Spectrum.
Or Frontier, did you say?
Or Frontier, you said Frontier?
Yes, I have Frontier Fiber.
Okay, then you might need to talk to them about, and you want to write this down, allow outbound traffic on HTTPS port 443.
Okay.
But I would update pCloud first and try that. That's certainly both more likely and easier.
Right. Okay, so it will let me update even if I can't log on to actually try to run it.
Well, the app itself is not the connection to pCloud storage.
Oh,
right. It's that's different. You would do that separately. Check to see if there's a new version of pCloud and
from the pCloud website.
From the pCloud website and install that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Give that a shot and let us know.
All right, great. Thank you. It points me in the right direction for the next thing to do.
There you go. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. Looks like they still support Windows 7.
Yeah, they do. They support. They're very good about that. pCloud, as we may have talked about
and XP.
In the past, is a what?
And XP.
And XP. They're a file sync system that lets you save a copy of your files out to the internet, and if you head on over to asknick.com/backup.php or click the backups link on the Soundbites important links section, it will take you to a page that talks a little bit about pCloud and even give you a link to download it. And fair warning, that link is my affiliate link. So I get a couple of pennies every time somebody downloads it. So I think everybody should download it probably, 9 or 10,000 times.
at least try.
Well, if you pay for it and install it, then I get a few pennies. It won't buy even a gallon of gas, but not these days. But still.
So the two gas stations out here at the corner?
Yeah.
17-cent difference between gas stations across the street from another.
Yep.
Usually they're not that big a difference because they know. So why would I go to this one when it's 17 cents higher than that one?
I saw out on Ridge Road in Webster, two gas stations, opposite corners, like mm-hmm. you said, 27-cent difference.
Holy moly. One of them must have been doing gangbusters business.
Across the county, yeah, there's like a dollar difference.
Right.
But usually not across the street.
Yeah. Yeah. So if, and let me take just 1 minute to tell you and remind you that if you are not backing up every single day, you really, really are in danger.
Yeah. How much do you want to lose? If you don't mind losing a month's worth of your work, you back up once a month.
Right. If you don't mind losing it forever.
Yeah.
particularly those pictures of your grandchildren that you will never be able to take again because they got older. So, yeah, you should be backing up everything regularly, and there are lots of ways to do it. Head on over to soundbites.org under
Some important links.
Some important links. You'll see backup, and you should follow those directions, the 3-2-1 method. Listen, you need to become a member, and you need to do it right now. And while you do it, we'll be taking a quick break, but we will be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, Cheryl on the phones, and you. It is 29 minutes after the hour. You are listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 35 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And we are in a pledge drive. You know, we only come to you twice a year to do this, right? Most of you know this, but for the few of you who don't, we are not getting government money. Not any government. Federal, local, state. We don't get government money. We get money from individuals. We are, when we say public supported, we ain't kidding. It's you who keeps this station on the air. And if you've been listening to this show for as long as you have, and if you've gotten as much intelligent information or just information or amusement as we hope you have, you should be a member. And it's real easy to do. Currently, the website is down. But you can either use the Jazz 90.1 app, which is also free on both app stores, iOS and Android, or you can use the link on our website at soundbites.org. If you go down to the latest links heard on the show, it's there, member-supported Jazz 90.1. Click and pledge. You may have to scroll down a bit to see it as the show goes on, but it'll be there. And we would be very, 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 very appreciative if you would become a member, because we'd like to stay on the air. We'd like the website to stay up. We'd like to keep doing this show. So that's on you. If you want to see us become a member. And I know that there are a lot of you going, oh, Lordy, they're begging again. Mm-hmm. You know what? If you become a member, you can be smug about the fact that we're begging again. You don't have to feel bad about it. You don't have to feel like we're talking to you directly. You can just let it slide by. So in order to slide, become a member today. Or if you're already a member, why not up your pledge? I upped mine. You should up yours.
Up yours.
In the meanwhile, I'll read the Microsoft...
up yours, too.
Up yours, too. I'll read the Microsoft news while you up yours. There's a fake Windows update being distributed by a fake Microsoft support site. Now, we just talked about how you should all be updating, and now there's a fake site. And it's wrapped up within what appears to be a legitimate cumulative update for Windows version 24H2, complete with a believable knowledge base article number. Because the file looks legitimate and avoids detection, it can slip past both users and security tools. To be safe, only ever install updates through Settings, Windows Update, check for updates on your computer. Only do it on your computer. Never install Windows updates from a website or via an email or a pop-up notice or a phone call or somebody walking by your door or messages from your dog. I don't care where else you get it. Only on your computer, under Settings, Windows Update, check for updates. Microsoft has released the Windows 10 Extended Security Update to fix the April 2026 Patch Tuesday vulnerabilities, including 2 0-days of the 3 that are out there. By the way, Windows 10 is the redheaded stepchild of Windows. This update brings some interest. No shade on you gingers. That's just the way it is. This update brings some interesting changes, including new remote desktop protocol file phishing protections and new Windows security indicators that provide the status of the rollout of the secure boot certificates. There are new secure boot certificates coming out. If you're running Windows Enterprise, Windows 10 Enterprise LTSC, or are enrolled in the ESU program, the Extended Securities Update program that you should all be enrolled in if you're running Windows 10, you can install this update like normal by going into Settings, nowhere else, Settings, clicking on Windows Update, and manually performing a check for updates. Again, this is the only way you should install updates. Microsoft is shutting down Outlook Lite on May 26th. Launched in 2022, it lasted almost 6 years.
What is Outlook Lite?
Lasted almost four years. Yeah, Outlook Lite is a lightweight version of the regular Outlook app, designed for Android phones with limited storage and regions with slower internet connections. So a lot of people who are on slower phones were using Outlook Lite on their phones. Well, too darn bad. I quote, "To continue using a secure and feature-rich email experience, we recommend switching to Outlook Mobile," Microsoft said, end quote. Microsoft said in an Outlook Lite support page, "Outlook Lite users will be able to access their existing email calendar items and attachments by signing into Outlook Mobile. Users will also be directed to the Google Play Store to download the standard Outlook app." So if you've got an old, slow phone, you're going to have old, slow Outlook. Microsoft just raised the prices across its line of Surface devices amid the global RAM shortage. Now the 13-inch Surface Pro 11 and 13.8-inch Surface Pro Laptop 7 cost $500 more than their original starting price, making them even less of a deal than they already were, which was not. On the other hand, Microsoft is countering the MacBook Neo with freebies for students. Assuming there's a student on the planet who actually wants this. 12 months of free Microsoft 365 Premium and Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. This deal is only available to students and only with select Windows 11 PCs that have also been discounted, including some Surface devices, which they just raised the price of. In some actual good news, Microsoft's latest insider build of Windows 11 removes the 32 gig limit for FAT32 file systems. You'll be able to format storage media up to 2 terabytes in size using FAT32 in the command prompt using the format command. Again, this is in the beta build only and isn't compatible yet with other operating systems. We have limits too, but we haven't reached them yet, so you can give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299 or toll-free at 800-790-0415. We can see from this latest round of updates that Microsoft is getting less and less invested in Windows 10. The updates are not as complete as they were before, even though there were 3 0 days in the Windows 11 update. There are only 2 0 days fixed in the Windows 10 update, and certainly nowhere near 167 others. So be aware that if you are still on Windows 10, you are becoming more and more vulnerable. I know we push that all the time, but there are a bunch of you
out there who
are definitely going to call us up and say, I got hacked on Windows 10. What do I do?
Suck it up, Buttercup.
We've been talking to you about it for a year. So
stay off the internet.
Stay off the internet.
So no email, no new, no websites. You know,
No nothing.
Don't put a disc in.
If what you do all day long is play solitaire, then you can certainly use your Windows 10 machine. If you do anything else, it might not be a good idea to continue to use your Windows 10 machine.
And you don't have to be a target. Everybody is a target.
It's bots.
It's bots. They catch it. So if you've got $5, they'll take it. They don't care.
Yeah.
If you've got $0, you've got disk storage.
Yep.
You've got all kinds of other stuff going on.
You've got an identity they can steal. So a lot of people say, I don't have anything worth stealing. You have an identity. So they fill out credit cards in your name.
My students always used to say, I don't have anything anybody wants. You have a pure, unblemished credit history. There is nothing more valuable on the internet.
Yep.
That's gold.
That's gold.
There have been so many breaches that everyone pretty much has free credit reporting.
Right.
There's a lot of free apps you can use to check your credit history.
It used to be that you could get a free credit report once a year.
From each of the companies.
So it was three a year. Then it was once a month. And now it's once a week.
Yeah, pretty much whenever you want.
Yeah.
Because it's every week there's another breach.
Exactly.
I use an app called Credit Karma.
It's
a free app that checks your credit report. And that's how I found out that I'm a cosigner on my wife's car loan.
Oh, very nice. How nice of you to do that. I discovered when I did it before I went to get my car, new used car. So when the salesperson said, well, we have to look up your credit rating, and they went, oh, I knew it was a good O.
Yeah.
Not a bad O.
Well, and if you're at a point where you don't need to get new credit, you're not going to buy a car soon, you're not going to buy a house soon, freeze your credit with all the agencies. I'm going to post a link here from the U.S. government, actually telling you how to do this right.
Wow.
You freeze your credit, and then no one can get new credit in your name.
Right.
So that's how a lot of the bad guys work. They collect your name from this breach, they collect your social security number from that breach, they get your address from this other breach, put it all together and apply for loans in your name. And the first thing you know about it is when you start getting email, or if you're lucky, you're getting dunning letters from credit reporting agency threatening to sue you.
My daughter is a financial services representative at a bank, and she says every week, Dad, you have to tell people.
Yep.
You have to. I said, we do.
Yeah.
We tell people all the time. People come in every single day. My identity was stolen. My credit cards were stolen. My mother, in her 90s, gave $10,000 to some jamoke on the internet. It happens all the time.
They're getting scammed left and right.
Yep.
So you really, you know, and as Steve said, it isn't necessarily anything you do. If they can get your information, they can open up credit in your name.
Well,
so you should be checking your credit scores all the time, and you should be freezing the credit if you don't need to get something new.
And that's why the spyware programs that we recommend, the Super Anti-Spyware and the Malware Bytes, along with your antivirus program, are critical. Now there's three pieces of stuff that you should be running to protect your information and data on your computer. And I don't care whether you've got $5 in the bank or $5 million. Everybody, no matter what, should be doing that to protect it because, you know, it only takes them, like, say, it's robots. They don't have a feelings. They just go through and collect data. And they're going to collect it. And then distribute it out to other people that are going to do exploits on
you. That's right. If somebody can get $5 from you, that's $5 they didn't have.
Yeah.
And they will gladly take it.
And there's a million other yous.
There's a million other yous. So, yeah, you really need to be aware. And look, you should definitely pay for your antivirus and your malware bytes and your super anti spyware. And the reason for that is it's a lot cheaper to buy those and know that they're running in the background every day than it is to lose your bank account.
Yep.
It's a lot cheaper. You buy insurance, this is just insurance.
Mm-hmm.
We had two people today brought their computers in that got a message that they were there's some problem with their account and click here, and they did.
Yep. And that's all it takes.
Yeah.
You know?
Because the sites, you would swear, and so would we, up and down, that it looked as legit as the day it was born. You know, on the regular site, the AI can generate unbelievable sites that fool the best of people. But like we've always said also, if you have to stop and think about it, step back. Pick up that other device that you carry around called a phone and actually call the bank or the store or that and ask them, hey, I got a question for you. I don't know of any of them that will sit there and say, sorry, we're too busy to answer your question.
Right.
No way in heck.
Right. My daughter is handing out the Security Tango. little cards.
Pins,
now.
Yeah. Cards.
Yeah, and you really have to understand how widespread this problem is. I could spend less than $100, set up a Raspberry Pi, write a little Python bot that will go out and suck data off the internet from anybody it can.
You don't even have to do that anymore. You can hire someone else to do it and give you a cut of the money.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. They'll give me 90% of what they take in.
One movie that's out there that's true to life is The Beekeeper.
Yep.
If you don't think that is real, you think that's fictitious, wrong.
At least the first 20 minutes of it. And
yeah, the first one.
Yeah. So well, I mean,
when Jason Statham starts tracking down the bad guys and killing them, that's not the real part.
No, that's not the real part.
Yep. But all of the fraud they do.
Those call centers exist. They are out there stealing people's information. That is not, something made up in Hollywood. They grab that from true life. Because that is happening every day. 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Those computers do not take rest, nor do those call centers, because it's money to them.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a sequel coming out to Beekeeper next year. Yeah. After it was a surprise hit.
I had a friend who I was over her house one day, and she was ranting. She was looking for a job in one of the places that wanted to hire her was a call center.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I said, what kind of call? I mean, there are legitimate calls.
Oh, yeah. No, there's...
She said, you know what kind of call center it was. She said, I'd rather work a sex hotline.
Said, okay. That's a call center.
That's a call center. But she said, she was just angry that somebody would think she would do that. Well, they will find people. Yep. Yeah. There are people who will take those jobs.
It's an 80-year-old grandma who just happens to have a nice-sounding voice.
That's right.
Well, there's and what Nick was talking about, referring to, is other agencies that will call and see about whether you need flood insurance or whether you... Mm-hmm. And they're legit. Or insurance, life insurance and all that. They're out there trying to sell policies.
Yeah, right. But Apple and Microsoft and Google, none of them will ever call you.
Not ever. They don't care about you, frankly. Well,
they don't have the manpower. What's the new word for manpower now?
Resources.
Resources, yeah. Yeah, Apple's got a billion customers. Google's got a billion customers. There's no way they could hire enough people to call.
Well, if anything, they've been cutting back on employees.
Yep. I mean, back in the day, WordPerfect, I sent them an email and said, look, I just bought this brand new printer you don't have a driver for. Can you give me some idea when this driver will be available? So it wasn't actually my printer. I was working at the computer center, and we got these printers in, and they didn't work. The next morning, I got a call from a guy. I'd like to send you a new driver. Would you mind testing it? I'm sorry. Excuse me?
Yes.
Sweet.
Absolutely, I would not mind testing.
Back when you could talk to the guy that wrote the program.
Yeah. He said, I'm the programmer. Here's my number.
Yep.
And we had a conversation about that, and he sent it to me, and it worked perfectly the first time, of course. He said, what other features would you like to see? And I said, well, the underline is a little crooked. He says, I know. I'm working on that. I know. Okay. Not crooked. Off center.
Off center. Yeah.
Yeah. He said, I know. I'm working on that. I don't know what happened. I said, okay. Calm down. And the next day I got yet another new version.
Yeah.
And that corrected it. Those days are gone, people. Those days are gone. They don't do that anymore. Nowadays, half of that stuff is being done by AI anyway. But that's the reason I was a WordPerfect fan for so many decades. So, look, be wary. I know it's nice to be nice. We're raised to be good people. I understand that. But you need to be, when you're talking to somebody about computers, except us, of course, you need to be a cynical so-and-so. Believe nothing, mm-hmm. Doubt everything.
Go and check yourself.
go and check yourself.
If you get a message saying there's a system update, go to
your update stuff on your computer. Never click on a link in an email. Mm-mm. Never listen to a phone call. Never look at an ad that pops up. Go into your system. Like we said before, you go to settings. Settings, Windows Update, check for updates.
And on the Mac, it's Apple Menu, System Settings, General, Software Update.
Right. And on Linux, pretty much every version will pop up a notice that says you have an update available. But it's a tiny little notice. It's not in red. It doesn't have exclamation points. It isn't.
Because it does it so frequently.
And it does it. It does it right.
I mean, if it finds a problem, it just does it.
And in fact, Apple just released the 26.4.1 update to fix a critical cloud syncing bug.
Right. And on Linux, on Ubuntu, you can become a member of Ubuntu Pro. And I know Pro always sounds like it costs money. The average user, anybody can join Ubuntu Pro, and they get to put it on 5 computers for free. I know this because I've done it. And it keeps your machine updated, and it more rarely actually has to ask you to reboot or install something, you know, by hand. Not by hand, but by clicking, you know, OK. It installs a lot of it in the background, keeps it all up to date. So if you have a machine that is your daily driver and you keep it on all the time and all like that, mine updates in the middle of the night. I don't even know about it. I can see the report when I'm done. When it's done, I can see a report, but I don't have to pay any attention to that.
We have people coming in all the time where their system's out of date, and they say, well, why didn't it tell me? Well, it did for a while, and then you kept ignoring it, so it gave up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's getting even worse now. Some Apple hardware repairs require the latest OS.
Yeah.
And if you're one or two versions behind, too bad. You have to have the latest OS.
Yeah. And there are a lot of people who simply ignore that, Steve said.
It's working fine. I don't need a new OS.
Right.
The problem is you don't know what's not working. The bug fixes that come in, fixing problems in the web browser that can let a bad guy through.
Right. There's an update to this one that I ignored this morning.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have time.
Yeah.
To install it before I came here. But I will install it. I just didn't install it this morning.
Yeah.
And look, I get it. Your machine is running fine, and every update is an unknown, and some of them screw things up. I get that. That is way less likely on Linux than it is on Windows, by the way. So if you are a Linux user, don't hesitate to do those updates.
That's sometimes why people wait a couple of days before they install it. But we talk about Patch Tuesday is quickly followed by Exploit Thursday. The bad guys see the patches coming out on Tuesday. They take all Wednesday to write an exploit and release it on Thursday. So if you haven't updated by then.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
And you know, in Linux in particular, I got a notice that said Brave has to be restarted because there's an update. So I restarted Brave and it updated. I got a notice the next day that said Thunderbird has to be restarted because it updated.
There were like three.
I restarted Thunderbird and it updated.
There was like 3 updates to Chrome this week, too.
And there were 3 updates to Chrome this week. So, yeah, I mean, those things happen, and they're easy. You just shut it down, wait a few seconds till you get the notice that says, okay, you can open it again, and you open it again. This is all on Linux.
And Chrome always says, all your tabs will reopen again. People don't want to restart because they're going to lose their place.
Right.
But all your tabs will reopen again.
Right, and they do. There's a lot to think about when it comes to updating, but there's less to think about on Macs, there's less to think about on Linux, and if you're on those, you should be updating regularly. All right, listen, we're going to take a slightly longer break. The first hour of this show is done, but do not despair. There's a whole other hour of the longest running computer show coming your way, and if you like having another hour of the longest running computer show coming your way, why not take this opportunity to become a member? Use the Jazz 90.1 app or check the link on our website under latest links heard on the show. Become a member or give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 800-790-0415. The lovely and talented Cheryl will be delighted to take your information and make you a member of this station. In the meantime, we're going to take a slightly longer break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with a whole lot more of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. That's Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules. 1. Turn your radio down. 2. Turn your radio down lower. 3. Remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4. Make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5. Calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6. If you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7. Is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece Rochester, a public service of the Greece Central School District, Jazz 90.1.
Online at jazz901.org.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
Yeah, she's not going to talk. Okay. So you guys, you could.
No, I'm fine.
All right, she's fine. All right, all right, all right.
I'm behind the phone.
Yeah. We did get a pledge in. I know most of you are pledging online. We're not only getting in one pledge for this entire two-hour show. But I want to thank Joel. Thank you so much, Joel, for your generous pledge. He is a member, and very nice. Very, very nice. Thank you so much.
He's using Jazz-O-Matic.
Thank you so much. He did it via Jazz-O-Matic.
Yeah.
Remember, you can become a Jazz-O-Matic member. So instead of one big bite, it's a bunch of little nibbles throughout the year. And it starts at $10 a month or more. We do not limit you to only $10 a month. You should know that. And you can become a Jazz-O-Matic member, and then it's 10 bucks a month. And at the end of the year, we stop. We sit with 12 months and we stop.
Yeah.
It doesn't automatically renew. If you want it to renew, you have to tell us you want it to renew. We assume nothing, here at Jazz 90.1. Except for this, I'm going to assume that you're making a call and making a pledge at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or toll free at 800-790-0415. And while you do that, I will read the news. Apple has entered into an agreement with Amazon to use their Leo network to provide satellite service for iPhones and Apple Watches. Amazon also just bought Globalstar, which already partnered with Apple for satellite messaging on the iPhone. The current Globalstar service works with the iPhone 14 and later models, and the Apple Watch Ultra 3. This agreement did not sit well with SpaceX's Starlink people. Too bad. Following years of allegations that Google was harvesting data from the phones of Android users without their consent, Google has reached a settlement in the class action lawsuit to pay out $135 million to Android users. Considering how many Android users there are, that's going to be like 40 cents a person. The final approval hearing won't occur until June 23rd, so don't get too excited yet. Of course, the lawyers get paid first, and then we get whatever's left. In fact, individual compensation is capped at $100, so you're definitely not going to be making any more money than that, and likely a whole lot less. Oh, and Google is still harvesting your data. There's a website that I'll give to Steve in a minute, and he can put up. Apple plans to send a significant chunk of its Siri programmers to a weeks-long boot camp to learn to code using AI. Apparently, the group behind the voice assistant has not kept up with some other parts of Apple that have embraced AI coding tools. So expect Siri to hallucinate much more often in the future. But if you can't wait, Google announced on Wednesday that it's introducing its native Gemini app for Mac, catching up to rivals like OpenAI and Anthropic, which have had Mac apps for quite some time. Option Space will bring up Gemini from anywhere on your Mac. When using the new app, you'll be able to share anything on your screen with Gemini to help with what you're looking at the moment, including local files. I can't imagine anything going wrong with that. Google began rolling out personal intelligence in Gemini this year, giving AI subscribers the option of a more customized experience when using the company's chatbot. Now it's using this personal intelligence to tie its image generation model to Google Photos. If you opt in, and thank God at least it's opt in, generated images will have access to your photos and associated labels to simplify prompts and produce more accurate AI images. This means that Gemini can now create personalized AI images by digging around in Google Photos. I can't imagine anything going wrong with that. If you've ever found yourself scrolling back through weeks of chat history to find that one specific research insight, Google just fixed a major headache. The Gemini app has recently introduced new Notebooks feature that transforms it from a simple chatbot into a legitimate project management tool. By bridging the gap between Gemini and Notebook LM, Google is creating a personal knowledge base that follows you across apps. Have you ever been on a site that won't let you use the back button to get away? That is the most annoying thing. Well, Google will treat back button hijacking as an explicit violation of the malicious practices of spam policies alongside the likes of malware. As such, it may punish websites that engage in such practices by treating them as spam and downranking them in search devices. Man, I hope that works.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
One of the problems, though, is sometimes a link spawns a new window. So there is no back in that window.
But that's different from hijack the back button. When you hit back,
you go somewhere wrong.
It keeps you there or sends you to their webpage. Right. But we still work, but only if you give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299 or toll free at 800-790-0415.
Yeah, I got it.
And of course, you can call that number and talk to the lovely and talented Cheryl, who would be happy to take your pledge before passing you on to us. Or if you don't want to make a pledge, she'll just pass you on to us anyway. So don't hesitate to make that call. And please don't hesitate to make that pledge. We really, really, really want to stay on the air. And if you want to see us stay on the air, you know how to do it. It's not rocket surgery. All you have to do is make that pledge. You become a member, we stay on the air. See how that works? You become a member, we stay on the air. Done.
See, they're like mice, and you turn on the lights.
Cockroaches.
Yeah, they all scatter until the lights go out again.
Yeah, we get 8-9 calls a show until it's a pledge drive.
Then all
it's
sudden,
like 1-2. That's it. I get it. You're ashamed.
Deer in the headlights.
You don't have to be ashamed. You can become a member, and then you can be smug. You members out there, you're smiling smugly to yourselves. Take out a mirror. Preen a little. You deserve it.
I mean, even if it's $10 a month, or just $10.
$5.
Yeah, we'll take whatever you can afford. There is no wrong amount. We have an amount that we got to get to. And every individual that sits there and says, I don't know. Matter of fact, we were back when I was always up at the Jazz Fest, we were always saying that if everybody that came by the booth and said, oh, we really love your show, enjoy listening to you, that if everybody that came by there, and there were thousands during those days of the Jazz Fest, and dropped in $1, we would have not had to have a pledge drive. And that still holds true to this day. If they just come by and just drop in $1.
Yep.
Every dollar adds up to our goal. It's just the way it is, folks. So, it's only $5. $5 that helps us.
That's right. And I know these are parlous economic times. It's getting worse every day. Every time you go to the gas station, it costs more to fill up your tank. I get all of this. I do. But we're in the same boat you are. This station is in the same boat you are. This station needs to keep on the air, and that costs money. And the only way we get that money is if you help. And the easiest way to help is to make that call, make that pledge, and get us over the top. That's all we're asking. We just want to make enough money to stay on the air. Nobody's looking for a vacation in Aruba. Although, if somebody's got a vacation in Aruba they'd like to give us, there's six of us who want to go. Us and our wives.
Oh, you're going to take your wife?
Okay. There's six of us who want to go. Us and three unnamed people.
Yes.
But yeah, even if it's not a trip to Aruba, you can give us a call and make that pledge. And while you do that, we'll talk to Sherman from Greece, New York. Hiya, Sherman. What's up?
You guys are having way too much fun.
Yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you are, too.
I am a member.
Yay!
I am a member, but I have one little thing. I have a cell phone. I've had the same email since Time Warner Cable hooked me up. And now I've got nothing since the 7th of April. Am I at a total loss now?
Did you, by chance, cancel your Spectrum Internet subscription?
No. Okay. I've got TV and cable. Internet.
Right. Yeah, so a lot of people don't realize, when you cancel your Internet subscription, you lose your email account.
Right. You still have yours.
I still have mine, yeah.
There have been rumors, we haven't found anything officially reported anywhere, that new Spectrum customers do not get an email address, but existing Spectrum customers, the email should keep working. We've had a couple of times where I've had Spectrum reps tell me only on the website. So you have to go to Spectrum webmail. They don't support IMAP and SMTP anymore.
Ah, okay.
But it does still seem to work for everyone else we talked to.
Well, it was asking me for a password for my IMAP.
Yeah.
And I just don't know where that is. I've used every password I can think of, and nothing works.
So then you can go to the webmail for Spectrum. I think it's webmail.spectrum.net.
Well, you still have to know your email, your password.
Right. But there's an I forgot button on the web page. Right.
That's what I'm looking for. I'm not getting that on the other. Yeah.
And you will need the MAC address of your cable router,
your
internet router, and that will do it for you. I can post the id.spectrum.net/recover. I will post that.
Very good. Thank you so much, guys.
Yep. You're very welcome.
Sure. Also, you should probably know that Spectrum is reporting a few outages across the country.
And you may
be careful.
You may want to get another email address not tied to Roadrunner or Spectrum now, in case they do get rid of all mail. Now, Frontier did that a few years ago, but at least they sold their mail service to Yahoo. So if you have a Frontier email address, you can still get mail at that. It's just run by Yahoo at the back end.
Yeah, over the last 26 years, for crying out loud, I've got business cards and everything else I'm going to have to do.
We often
I'm
say
I'm going to have to contact people.
It's worse than physically moving.
Yeah.
Because at least the post office has a change of address card.
Right, and you only have to fill it out once.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I get it. And this is something that everybody listening should know. If your email address is tied to your internet service provider, whether it's Spectrum or Frontier or Greenlight doesn't have one.
Yeah, the new ISPs don't bother with email.
Right. Get a third-party one like Gmail or AOL or Yahoo or somebody so that if you decide to change, or if the company decides they don't want to do email anymore, then you're with a company that does email.
Well, Gmail is the perfect one, though, because you can take that and they give you the free storage. So no matter where you are, you know, if you store things up on the cloud and you happen to be off on a vacation, you need to get to a document, you can store it up on your Gmail storage and grab it.
Gives you the most free storage.
Yeah.
They also have the best spam filters.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, guys.
Good luck. Sherman, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Yep. If you're an Apple user, then you can get email through Apple. At Mac.com. Well, yeah, I've been in it long enough. I have Mac.com, and Steve Jobs, when he announced it, said, "Sorry to all you other Steves. I've already got Steve at Mac.com."
Yeah, right.
But if you get a new address now, it's iCloud.com.
Right.
And Apple's also pretty good at spam. filtering as well.
Right, right.
So a lot of people don't already have an Apple address and don't even realize it because it's part of your Apple ID function.
Holy moly! We got a new membership, Sandra. God bless you, Sandra. I will say that. I don't even know if that's legal to say on the air anymore, but I'm saying it to you, Sandra. God bless you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Sandra has become the newest member. That's a small word for Sandra. Thank you, Sandra. Apparently I'm speechless. So thank you, Sandra, and thanks to everyone who has become a member. We very much appreciate all our members. And you can join Sandra and Joel and everybody else who's become a member today. It's real easy to do. All you need to do, I'm a little breathless. All you need to do is head on over to, no, you can't because the website is down. All you need to do is call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free at 800-790-0415. And talk to the lovely and talented Cheryl, who will be delighted to take your pledge. If you prefer not to speak to a human being, although I cannot imagine why anyone doesn't want to talk to Cheryl, but if someone doesn't want to talk to a human being, you can use the Jazz 90.1 app, or there is a link on soundbites.org to the pledge, to where you can pledge. And you may have to scroll down to see it, but it's under interesting links heard on the show. And we would very much appreciate everybody becoming members. It is without a doubt our favorite radio station, and we hope it's yours. And if it is, then obviously becoming a member is how you keep us on the air and how we keep bringing you the news and information and nonsense that you're used to every Saturday.
And we've been doing this for 36 years, folks. You know, coming up on 37 of, you know, completing 37 years this September. And neither one of any of us here, the three of us, total, get paid zip. Not a penny. All we offer is our time every Saturday faithfully to be here. You could turn on that radio and from 12 to 2, listen to Soundbites. And I know there's a lot of people out there that, you know, plan their day around it, that they might be cutting the lawn or, you know, doing different chores. I know we've got a number of mail carriers out there that like listening to us during the, because it's odd in the fact that here's a jazz station that throughout the week, all you're going to hear is jazz.
Great jazz, by the way.
Yeah, one of the few jazz stations still left.
In the world.
Yeah, in the world that's still playing jazz live that you could call up here, you know, during the week hour days, not overnight, but during the day and request songs and talk to a live DJ. And take quite a few of them will take requests. But then Rob took a chance 15 years ago, I think it is now.
16 years, 10 months, 12 days.
That he took a chance on us because we were at other stations, as a lot of our old-time listeners know. We've been at a couple of other stations. But Rob said, hey, come on over here. And we've got this slot on a Saturday from 12 to 2 open.
That's premium time, by the way.
Yeah, on a Saturday. And he says, when can you guys start? And we gave him a date. He said, okay, let's eat, because he brought us out to lunch. And we have been here every Saturday since then for the past 15 years in the middle of a jazz program, a talk show. That was pretty radical for him.
A talk show on computers, no less.
Yeah, to, you know, step out about. I could see, you know, he's taking on like the tank, polka show or an Italian show or different types of music. But this is a talk show on technology.
Yeah.
That was really going out. He stuck his neck out. And we come here asking you twice a year just to, you know, open your hearts if you can and give whatever you can. And we really appreciate it.
We weren't quite sure how long the show would last. because computers were supposed to be easy to use.
You're right.
Well, not only that, we, like I said a few weeks ago, we've also kept up with the times. Back when we first originally started, yes, there was this big, huge box sitting on your desk that only had 5 1/4 floppies in it.
C:\.
And we've taken you through that era, through the upgraded computers, to now where most folks are walking around with their phone.
Phones and tablets.
Phones and tablets and laptops. That's the world now. You know, you go into most homes. Most homes don't have a phone because everybody carries around a cell phone, which is a mini computer. Because you can check your emails. You can, you know, still call people. You can surf the web.
And you know, we don't limit ourselves to that. We talk about ham radio. We talk about model rockets and things. We'll talk about anything.
Yeah.
This is a rough week for me.
I'm so sorry.
Well, Sun and Fun is this week. We usually go to the giant air show in Lakeland, Florida in the spring. We decided not to go this year. And LDRS is this week, the largest dangerous rocket ships.
See, it's the dangerous part that I want to see.
Yeah. Well, Memorial Day weekend is our big show in Geneseo.
Right.
Speaking of transportation,
we can only go to 8,000 feet, you know.
Is that all?
Too many people around us.
People, they're the worst.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised that you're gloating more.
Why?
You got an electric car.
I have a hybrid car.
A hybrid. Yeah. But it primarily runs on electricity, which is a heck of a lot cheaper right now than gas.
I will tell you, my wife made the unilateral decision that we will be driving my car.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Heck yeah. Except
she, obviously, on Saturday, she's a public market right now in the Flower City Coffee Company coffee stand. If you're at the public market, grab a cup of coffee or a pound or two to take home, or 5 or 10. But she's got to take her car because it's loaded up with coffee stuff and yada, yada, yada. But during the week, pretty much everywhere we go in my car. And I used to drive a Nissan Cube. Mm-hmm. I now drive a Honda CR-V. This car is twice as heavy, 1.5 feet longer, 7 inches wider, and gets better gas mileage than the Cube did. And I thought the Cube got good gas mileage.
Well, but yeah, just what you're saying.
When does the wife get the next car, right?
CR-V. We're a CR-V family. Yeah. My daughter has one. I got one. She's got one.
I mean, but being the hybrid with the current prices of gas.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all those folks that listened to Joe Biden and the crew going electric right now are laughing their butt off.
Yeah. I wanted an electric car, but they were just too expensive for what I could afford. So hybrid was
I feel more comfortable with the hybrid.
You know what? You know what really is bad about a hybrid, though?
Hmm.
I only fill the tank once a month. And every month it's a shock at the gas station.
Yeah. Well, especially, it's gone up over $1?
Over $1.
In just the past 6 weeks.
Yes. Thank you very much. I'm driving a hybrid now. And I love it. I've got a little thing on my dashboard. And now, so my Cube was the least expensive Nissan you could buy. And it had no bells and very few whistles. By the time I got rid of it, it barely had a frame or brakes or... Anyway, the point
and
is...
And it was whistling from all the holes in there.
Exhibit had a lot of whistles. But this car has a digital dashboard and a giant screen on the side and a moonroof and heated side view mirrors and heated seats. The greatest invention of the 20th century. Heated seats, because I know they're older than the 21st century. Heated seats. And I realize that most people have seen all of these things before. I have not had them. And now I do.
Yep.
But what I don't have is a CD player anymore. But what I do have is a plug where I can throw a USB stick.
Mm-hmm.
So
does it have a hard drive
or
in it?
Android Play.
Some vehicles, since they did away with the CD-ROM will have a hard drive and a miniature hard drive.
Not this one. Oh. This one has Android Auto, though, and Apple
CarPlay.
CarPlay.
Yeah. Okay.
I do like this car, but I love the fact that it's hybrid.
Oh yeah,
I've got the little thing that says how you know what my current mileage is, and it keeps creeping up. Whoever owned this car before me had a heavier foot than I do, which I did not know was possible.
Right?
But okay.
The bottom line is you're saving a heck of a lot of money right now. Because gas versus electric charging is far different.
Yeah.
In price.
And I would love to have an electric car. But they were outside my price range when I went.
But the only problem with an electric car upstate, the only thing I'll say against it, is if you got caught in a snowstorm.
Well, it's like don't let your gas car get below a half, just in case. We've all said about that. But yeah, batteries are less efficient in the cold weather, so you're going to be charging it more often.
Yeah.
But have you seen all the apologies to George Lucas about people who thought a blockade of a trade route was a stupid idea to start a war in episode one?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, sorry, George. We did not.
It's space. How can you blockade it? Well, actually,
yeah,
you can. But yeah, so we talk about lots and lots of things here. And, we're not just limiting ourselves to the wonky, geeky, nerdy nonsense. So you could please take this time to become a member or up your pledge, and we'll do that while you up yours. We'll take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes. I'm just making Dave laugh, and that's all I need. Just one person can laugh, and I'm happy. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Laughing Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 29 minutes after the hour. It's Soundbites. It's member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Yeah, it's a little loud.
No shit.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 35 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites, and we have David from Leroy, New York, on the line. Hiya, David. What's up?
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
In October of 2023, I called to tell you guys that I had bought a brand-new Bolt EUV. And I've owned it now for 3.5 years. I heard you just talking about all this stuff on the air. And I would say that I am still feeling like a kid driving this thing. It's just wonderful.
Good for you. I'm jealous. I even though I have a hybrid, I would love to have an electric car.
It really, well, and let me tell you why. From a monetary point of view, I had a 2011 Kia Soul before this, and it got 30 miles to the gallon, which, 2011, that's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
But compared to that vehicle, I did the math. I'm saving about $4,800 a year on fuel costs.
No kidding.
Based on gas being around $4 a gallon. You got to base it on something.
Yep.
Plus, no oil changes, and the maintenance service at the dealership is very minimal. And so far, the only problems I've had have been things that would go wrong with almost any car. There was a short in the system at one point, not the electrical system, the shifting system. Because it's relay. Now, I think a lot of vehicles these days are relay-based and not mechanical.
Right.
And then, of course, I need brake pads at 85,000 miles. So, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, there are a lot of really good... I have a friend who bought his wife a Bolt, and he lives down in the Finger Lakes, and so he put solar panels on his property. His electric is free.
Mm.
His wife charges her car for zero.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I thought about that, but we're just not at that point yet. My significant other drives a Prius Plus, which is a plug-in thing, Right. And, you know, as far as laughing at other people, I am not going to do that, because when I try to talk to people about EVs, most of the time I get eye rolls. They're just turned off by it.
Yep.
And I don't want to piss anybody off.
Yeah, right. No, and I get it. No. I get it. People don't like change. And, you know, electric cars have been good enough. Or rather, gas-powered cars have been good enough for the last century.
Well, the irony is electric cars were first.
Right.
Right. Well, I just wanted to let you know the part that most people don't take into consideration is the math part of it, how much money you're saving. At 3.5 years, let's say $4,800 times 3.5 years, that's roughly $14,000. And, I mean, the car is paid for another 3.5 years, and the whole car... The savings will have paid for the car.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, well, if you're one of those people who buys a brand new car every few years, an EV isn't going to do you a lot of good. You're just going to spend more money. But if you're the sort of person like I am, who I drove that Cube until it died out under me.
If you do routine maintenance, that's the key thing on most vehicles, whether it's electric, hybrid, or gas. Doing the routine maintenances that are required for it, the machines nowadays will last 200,000 and 300,000 miles.
Well, I'll throw another number at you. This vehicle has 80% fewer mechanical moving parts.
Exactly right.
You know, so there's less to go wrong. And like I said, everything that's gone wrong has been something that could go wrong with any car.
Yeah. Yep. No, the idea of an electric car is a brilliant one. And what scares people is, the range anxiety thing. Well, yeah. I can only go 300 miles. How often do you drive 300 miles?
Right.
Yep.
In one trip? How often do you do that?
In fact, I read a scathing review of EVs in one of the auto blogs back during the Great American Eclipse. The guy said, oh, I'm going to make a road trip, and I think I'll test out an EV. That's the worst time to test an EV. They are not for road trips.
Right.
And he got the wrong EV, so he couldn't find as many charging stations as some of the bigger names.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Well, and I keep telling people, if I had an EV and we wanted to take a long trip, we take my wife's car.
Right, of course. Yeah, that's what we do with the Prius.
Yeah.
Or rent one.
Rent a car.
Less mileage on your vehicles.
For tooling around the city, the average person drives less than 70 miles a day. So if you had a car.
Oh, I commute 100 miles round trip, so it's really ideal for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're an average American, you could buy a car that had an 80-mile range.
Yeah.
Right.
And still be okay.
And you have to charge it every night, like all your other devices.
Exactly right. You bring it home, you plug it in, you go in the house and go to bed.
Yeah.
How is that hard?
I will say that, you know, lately there's been some really good news about potential solid-state batteries and stuff. But I knew when I bought this car that it was going to be like a computer, that it was going to be out of date within a short amount of time. It hasn't actually been out of date, but I knew it eventually would be.
Right.
But I don't care. Because I'm not putting emissions in the air for 3.5 years. You know, it's done its work.
So. Yeah, exactly. And you can drive around feeling smug.
Well, I don't. But, you know, I want to educate people. I'm a teacher. I want to educate people, but they don't want to listen.
Yep. Well, according to the Chevy website, the Bolt starts at 27.6.
Yeah.
I think that's what I paid for after the $7,000 or whatever, the $4,000 rebate.
Yep.
It wasn't more than 32. So I got an awesome car for the amount I paid for it. And this is my very first brand new car in my life. So.
Oh, and isn't that a lovely feeling?
Oh, it is. It is. Absolutely. Well, have a nice day, guys.
You too, David. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, well, he lives in Leroy, so... 100-mile round trip.
Yeah, that's a long trip from anywhere.
Pretty much, yeah, it doesn't matter. But yeah, the average American drives 70 miles a day. So, you know, when you've got 300 miles of range on your EV, It's not a worry.
I see the big park and ride lot down in Bushnell's Basin is full every day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you drive your EV 5 miles to the park and ride lot and then take the bus into the city.
That's exactly right.
What's the park in the city?
Well, there's that. There's that. When I lived in New York, I had a car. Luckily, the guy that I was rooming with had a garage out on Staten Island where he kept his Alpine Sunbeam. So there was enough room for my car, my Chevy Vega, as well. Particularly since his car was in pieces. I don't think I ever saw that car whole in all the years I lived in New York. But there was plenty of room for my Vega, so that was great. But yeah, there are considerations beyond just the price of gas when you buy any vehicle, and one of them, as David so clearly put it, is how long are you going to keep the car? Mm-hmm. If you're going to keep it a particularly long time, then the amount of money you save by not having to put gas in it, and yes, that's offset by the cost of electricity. But remember, in Rochester in particular, because of the Ginay Nuclear Power Plant, electricity's mm-hmm. cheap here.
And Rochester proper may be getting their own nuclear power plants
right.
now, too. The rumor's
right.
flying.
But even so, electricity's pretty dang cheap here mm-hmm. compared to a lot of other areas of the country. So when you do the math, holy moly, are you saving money. So that's a good thing to do. And by the way, if you do the math, becoming a member of Jazz 90.1 makes an awful lot of sense. Think of how many hours a week, a year, you listen to this show. That would be 104, actually. And when you break down 104 hours into hourly wages, you could afford a membership, a pretty dang good membership. More importantly, we've talked about this many times, add up everything you've spent on your computer, the hardware, the software, the peripherals, and that includes the thumb drives and the cables and the and that fan you bought that attaches to the USB port and all the other little things you've got. And then pledge a tenth of that. One-tenth. We're asking you to tithe. One-tenth of that to become a member, to make sure that stuff is running at its peak efficiency and that it helps you. And then think of all the money we've saved you in sales calls and in tech calls and in software you didn't have to buy because we recommended free software that was just as good. And add that to it. Add that to it before you send us that 10.
You're getting like $300 or $400 an hour of service here.
That's right.
And the other thing is, once they do get that hardware and software, quite often, like most good people, don't read the manual. They call us to figure out how they didn't install it correctly.
Yep.
Because something's mucked up.
Yep.
Because they didn't take the time. They got click happy. And, you know, all of a sudden they got all this other stuff. I didn't do anything wrong. And we got to walk them back through it.
Yep.
And say, all right, did you do this?
Yeah. I've always said the difference between the gurus and the non-gurus is the gurus read the manual.
Yeah.
Also, when I was at Chase,
RTFF.
Yeah, right. When I was at Chase, we had a rule that everybody had to buy their software, which in those days meant you got the manuals. So I would get a lot of calls about Excel, and mm-hmm. I would start the conversation with, "Let's turn to page 15 in the manual."
Oops. Well, I used to have that T-shirt that said RTFM,
mm-hmm.
and I'd wear that around. More folks would sit there, oh, and the other folks would sit there and start laughing.
Yep.
They knew instantly what it meant.
Yeah. So it's especially ironic when the answer's on page one of the manual.
Well, yeah. But think of all the money we've saved you. Think of all the time we've saved you. Think of all the pleasure we've given you. Think of all the laughs you've had. And make a pledge. We need your money. I can't put it any more boldly than that. And while you make that pledge, I'll read the news. Google, speaking of which, has rolled out a crucial security update for its Chrome browser, addressing 31 vulnerabilities that could leave systems exposed to severe cyber threats. Of the 31 fixes included in this release, 5 are rated critical, the highest risk level for end users. If you use the Chrome browser, you should update immediately. If you use a Chrome-based browser, they will also be updating over the next few days, so you should update those as well as they come out. The FCC blanket banned every router manufacturer from selling routers in the U.S. Surprise! On Tuesday, they announced an exemption for Netgear's Nighthawk and Orbi routers. You sell Orbi routers.
We haven't in a while. We're mostly Eero, which is Amazon, which is now banned.
Which is now banned. Yeah. And it's cable gateways and modems for Netgear. Netgear, which is based in the U.S., although all its components are made overseas, are apparently able to move quickly through a frankly opaque multi-agency approval process. There has been no explanation as to why they were exempted.
There are no routers made in the U.S.
There are no routers
made in the U.S. And so, they're afraid that routers are going to have spyware built into the hardware. Well, how can you exempt one? Does that mean they didn't? And they're okay? And why were they banned in the first place?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Sony is removing some features from its recent Bravia, speaking of companies overseas, from its Bravia smart TVs next month, a move that will affect people who use an antenna or a set-top box. As of late next month, people who use an antenna with the affected TV models will see a reduced TV guide. Per the support page, program information may not be appearing depending on the channel, and only programs from recently watched channels may be shown for channels delivered through an antenna. Users will also no longer see channel logos or thumbnail images in program descriptions for TV channels delivered through an antenna. Adobe has released an emergency security update for Acrobat Reader to fix a vulnerability that has been exploited in zero-day attacks since at least December. The flaws allow malicious PDF files to bypass sandbox restrictions and invoke privileged JavaScript APIs, potentially leading to arbitrary code execution. It only took them 4 months to fix, which beats Microsoft anyway. Dozens of plugins for the widely used open-source web blocking software WordPress, WordPress, are now offline, which may be the problem here today, after a backdoor was discovered in them used to push malicious code to any websites that relied on the plugins. The backdoor was discovered after a new corporate owner bought those plugins. WordPress's plugin install page says the affected plugins are in over 20,000 active WordPress installations. This is one of the reasons I hate WordPress. Meta is building an artificial intelligence version of Mark Zuckerberg that it can engage with employees in his stead as part of a broader push to remake Meta around AI. It's been working on developing photorealistic AI-powered 3D characters that users can interact with in real time, according to 4 people familiar with the matter. I honestly had no idea that Zuckerberg wasn't already an AI. We're still not AI, as far as you know, so give us a live call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or toll-free at 800-790-0415. AI is getting out of hand, and I'm sorry to be the one to have to break that to you, but AI is getting out of hand. And I understand it saves money, it saves time, it saves effort. You don't have to pay AIs. You don't. And AI isn't and people aren't just paid, right? They get paid. They have 401ks. They have insurance. They have all the. They have space in the building, and they have floor plan space and desk space, and they use electricity. And AI uses a lot of electricity, but that's all it uses. So it's much cheaper, and I understand that. I truly do.
And the WordPress exploit goes back to the supply chain attacks we were talking about earlier. Right. That a previously legitimate, perfectly useful plugin company got bought by somebody who turned it malicious. So all these programs we used to trust now got updated to malicious versions. And most WordPress blogs are set to auto update, so they get the newest versions, and now you're exploited.
There's a program called WordFence that is supposed to check to see if there is malicious stuff in your WordPress.
Yep.
But what if that was one of the ones that was sold? I tend to handwrite all my code because I don't like WordPress for that very reason. I WordPress, on one system that I ran, so Soundbites actually, and it was hacked. And it was, again, through legitimate, I didn't do anything unusual. I was using legitimate plugins. Every one of them was from the WordPress website.
Yep.
And I still got hacked. So, no, I don't do WordPress anymore. Great. And I do understand how easy it is to do things with WordPress. I do understand that it is convenient, that it is simple and fast, and the average user can be set up to use it. I get all of that, but it is so easy to hijack. It's terrible.
I just checked the Cider website, which does use WordPress, and we have WordFence, and it's telling me there were 7 million attacks in the last hour.
Yes,
that WordFence globally has blocked.
That WordFence, WordPress is one of the number one attack vectors. So if they find a WordPress site, they bang it and bang it and bang it and bang it until they get in.
Yep.
WordFence will certainly help. It isn't perfect, but it will certainly help. And if I ever do put WordPress on any site ever again, that is the first plugin I'm going to add to it. But I have no intention of really doing that right now anyway.
Yeah, the way to run a relatively safe WordPress is to have no plugins.
Well, exactly. WordPress,
but that's
itself,
the power of plugins. Is,
right.
Yeah.
WordPress itself is very, very secure, but it is very, very limited. It only does a very few things. So if you want more, you add plugins. There are plugins to do dang near anything. But the problem is those plugins can be purchased or just hacked. And now you're hacked. It's a, you know, for those of you who are running your own websites, if you've got somebody running your website and they are a WordPress guru, and there are a lot of very good ones out there, they theoretically are checking your site regularly. They've got WordFence. They've got it reporting back to them all the time, et cetera, et cetera. And I get that. And that's good. You need to be careful, you need to be aware, and you need to be diligent. That's true on WordPress, but it's also true on your own home computer system. So again, if you're not running antivirus, anti-malware, anti-spyware, you're vulnerable. It's that black and white. You are vulnerable. If you haven't been hit yet, tick, tick, tick. So definitely, you know, be aware of that. And be aware that you still have a few minutes to make that call and talk to Cheryl about becoming a member of Jazz 90.1, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299 or toll-free 800-790-0415. We appreciate all of our members. We appreciate everyone who has called in with a pledge today. Thank you, Joel and Sandra. Those are the only two I've seen so far that called in directly, and thanks to both of you. We love our members. We appreciate our members. And it's you who keep us on the air. So, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much.
One thing I'm going to throw in here, because we're coming up this as a shameless plug, is most folks know I'm into the ham radio. And this Sunday in Mendham Park, Mendham Ponds Park, down on Canfield Road, they're going to be doing what we call a POTA. It's Parks on the Air. So if you've ever wanted to see ham radio in action and seeing people set up and what you need to do and how much fun it can be, that I throughout the whole summer, I'm usually doing what they call POTA. And you can get a lot of your questions answered and everything else, learn more about ham radio, because it's a year-round thing that you can do throughout the whole season. So we're going to be doing that from, 10 to 2 o'clock.
Parks on the Air, POTA, POTA.
Yeah, and it's you go down Canfield Road, down Route 65 to Mendham Park, and take Canfield Road, go down about a mile or so, and it's going to be on the north side in the west. They'll have signs up for it, though. Come and check it out, folks.
Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it. I think,
Yeah, for folks that are looking for some other hobby that, you know, once you lay out the initial.
Once you're talking to somebody in Australia, you kind of get bitten by the bug.
Yeah. My friend Bob, I talk to him routinely.
You don't have motors to buy or batteries to buy. At least in RC planes, you can recharge your battery over and over again. The FCC on that same ban of routers, maybe not the same ban, a similar ban, they banned all foreign drones.
Right.
Which is the best of them. And for somehow they were able to ban batteries and motors. The FCC has nothing to do. There is no radio in a battery or a motor. How do they have the authority to do that?
They don't have the authority. They just did it.
Yeah.
All right. That music tells us we are done for another week. I want to thank everybody who called in. I particularly want to thank everybody who pledged either online or by talking to Cheryl. You have no idea how much that warms my heart. Thanks to each and every one of you. But we are done for this week. We will be back next week with Dave Enright, Steve Ray. I'm Nick Francesco. You have spent the last 2 hours listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe. That's Soundbites. And because of your generosity, your support, your willingness to keep us on the air, we are Soundbites right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1. We will see you in just 166 hours. Be good to one another, will you?